The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Giant tortoises that were once driven to the brink of extinction on a tiny Galapagos island have made an amazing comeback. The tortoise population on the island of Hispaniola dwindled to just 15 animals in the 1960s. Whalers hunted the tortoises on Hispaniola for food. Fishermen later brought goats to the island in the late 1800s, devastating the native ecosystem and the tortoises along with it. By the 1960s, only a couple of handfuls of these colossal reptiles were left. To fix the problem, the first order of business was to eradicate the goats. Meanwhile, the Galapagos National Park Service reintroduced captive-bred tortoises to the island and marked and recaptured them over the years. And the tortoises are breeding. Some of the younger animals found in the last 5 to 10 years weren't bred in captivity. However, scientists have found that over the past 150 years or so, there's been a shift in the flora from grasses to small trees and shrubs. And these woody plants prevent the growth of cacti, which are the staples of the tortoise's diet. So even though the tortoises are rebounding, it will take a lot longer for the ecosystem to bounce back and the tortoise population to fully recover.
The 90-Second Naturalist is presented by Cincinnati Public Radio with support from its members to spread the good news of our natural world.